Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And I'm coming to you this morning from our sanctuary, and I'm sitting in someone's seat. Is it your seat? Heaven forbid if somebody were to sit in your seat. You see, here at the church, quite often, well, almost all of us sit in the same seat every time we come to worship. I sit in the same seat. It's as though we have assigned seats, and the reality is based on where we sit, that affects our perspective. It affects how we experience worship together. It affects how we see each other. And it got me thinking about how important it is to sometimes to change our perspective, to move around, to be open to change and to seeing things differently. About 6 months ago in our neighborhood, they added a bunch of speed bumps. Annoying, I know. It certainly has slowed traffic down, and it's probably even reduced the traffic because people are finding other ways to go, so they're not coming down this busier thoroughfare that we live off of. But it's also affected how I drive, and I go a different way now. I turn left and maybe go a little further to avoid 5 speed bumps, which is an interesting thing because it's changed what I see now on my way to and from my house. Those speed bumps forced me to change my route, which I was very familiar with and drove all the time getting to and from the freeway but I responded to that change by changing my route and now seeing a different part of my neighborhood, driving through different streets, and it's given me a different perspective, a new perspective. Better? Sure. But at least different. And I was maybe not at first too excited about feeling like I had to change, but having made the change, I'm perfectly content with the new perspective and view that I have. I wonder here how we would change things if we sat in different seats on when we gather for worship on Sunday. I wonder how that might impact our worship, how we hear the word both preached and sung, how differently we might see each other, if we might notice somebody in worship that we normally don't notice. I've heard people joke that, you know, one of the ways us pastors know if people are in worship is because everybody sits in the same seat, and if their seat's empty, you know that they're gone. But maybe this Sunday, make it even more difficult on your pastor. Move around. Get a different perspective. Be open to change. Right now, the church council here together, we're reading a book about change and the need for change, and that all of us need change. We're in constant state of change and flux and transition, and if we don't change, we die. I'll probably talk more about the book and some week down the road, but it's a really interesting idea that focuses on Lewis and Clark and their expedition across the U.S. and kind of this journey of discovery. And they started out in canoes, and when they realized that they couldn't canoe up the mountains and that they're going to need to change, not their goal, they wanted to get to the Pacific, but they had to change how they went about it, and it changed everything for them. They were explorers who explored along waterways, and now they had to get on horseback and ride up and over the mountains to get to where they were going. They had to adapt and change, and so do each of us. We have to adapt and change for every season of life, even for every season in the calendar. It's getting warm around here now, and we live different when it's hot out than we do when it's not. We change our wardrobe and we stay inside more and seek shade. We are constantly adapting and changing. So don't be afraid of it. I encourage you to embrace it and see what new discoveries come, and maybe even new gifts that you may receive. Thanks for spending a part of this day with me. I hope to see you in worship in your regular seat or maybe a new seat. Take care.